Welcome to A Plus English, everybody.
Hi, welcome to our show. 来，我来问 Clayton 一个问题哦。Hey Clayton,、were you happy as a child? 你的童年过得怎么样呢？
I was very happy as a child. It was like the springtime of my life.
哦，形容得这么美 ，Clayton 的这个童年一定是超棒的。他说是他人生的春天呢。哦
，But not everybody has such a happy time when they're a kid. Some people have a lot of difficulties growing up.
所言甚是哦，不是每一个人的童年都像 Clayton 的过得那么的美好甜美。You know, today we're talking about a boy. His name is Jess. He is not happy.
No, we're going to find out in the first reading what is so difficult about Jess's life. So, everybody, let's have a look at day one reading A.
Just be yourself. Reading A.
Jess just wanted to fit in. However, at home, his father didn't care about him.His five sisters drove him crazy. The boys at school would call him names. The girls would try to beat him up. No one wanted to be his friend. Jess felt so lonely, he didn't know what to do with his life.
So today we're looking at Jess. He's the character in our story.And like we said before, he's got a lot of problems. And one thing that he's trying to do is just fit in. Now, when you fit in, that means you get along with the other people or you can be accepted into a group.
我们之前呢在聊说 Jess 他有很多 problems, 他非常可怜很 sad. 其中一点是 he just wanted to fit in.我们先简单看一下 fit 这个动词 fit 有装入的意思但是 fit in 动词片语的话有融入和大家打成一片的意思 So Jess, he just wanted to fit in 他就只是想可以和大家打成一片 That's all he wanted, really
Right, he wants to fit in with his family He wants to get along with his family But he feels he can't because his father doesn't care about himNow, when you care about somebody, that means you hope that they will be okay, and you do things to help them.
所以人生中呢，有两个非常非常重要的人，当然就是父母亲。你的一切小时候都是父母亲在照顾的。So they're very important to you, but 我们这里看到他爸爸竟然一点都不关心他。我们这里看到的是 to care about, 你可以加人事物。To care about 人事物。这里 ,his father didn't care about him. 他的爸爸一点都不关心他不在乎他。That's terrible.
Yeah. There's other things that you can care about, not just people. You can say, I care about how I look. So I try to always wear nice clothes.
So then we were talking about that there are many bad things that are happening to him. So we talked aboutHis father doesn't care about him. The other thing is his sisters are driving him crazy.
Right. And we say drive someone crazy. That means make them crazy or make them very angry and upset so that they don't know what to do. But it doesn't actually mean drive them, does it?
这里我们有看到 drive, drive 是开车的意思 but 这里 drive somebody crazy 跟开车是一点关系都没有这里我们看到 drive somebody crazy 是把某人逼疯把某人搞疯 So we don't know exactly what his sisters do to him but we know that they do things to him that make him angry and he's going crazy
You know what drives me crazy, Jonathan? It's when a mosquito...will come and fly by my ear and go,
Yes, mosquitoes drive people crazy. And you know, 他们会先出现 you don't see them. You only hear, and then, oh, 好痒哦 And you're scratching all the time. And 你真的有时候会发疯 Mosquitoes can drive you crazy.
Right. So Jess's sisters drive him crazy, but there's another place where he doesn't fit in. And that's...at school. He says, other people at school, the boys at school, call him names. And when you call somebody names, that means you say that they are something bad.
Let me give you an example. Clayton, you chicken head.
You called me a chicken head. I can't believe it. You're a pig head.
What? 猪头? All right, let's not make fun of these animals. 不要取笑这些动物。我们这里重点是看到 call somebody names. 记住这里的 names 一定要用复数。Call somebody names 不是什么给人家取什么名字之类。这里是给人家取难听的绰号。So if you call somebody turtle butt, 什么乌龟屁股, so those are all bad names. Don't call people names.
Right, but that's what the boys did to Jess. And you know what the girls did? They beat him up. That means they hit him or they fought with him.
哈, 连女生都会揍他,打他, beat him up.难怪这里我们看到 Jess felt so lonely. Lonely 这形容词就是孤单的。
Yeah, so if you feel lonely, you feel sad because you're all by yourself. And you know, sometimes I feel lonely because my family is in Canada.
Like a 热情的拥抱吧。
I think I'd rather be lonely.
哇、oh, ，真是好心被狗咬。Well, let's take a break. 我去把它抓回来。I care about you!
Just be yourself. Reading B.
Jess loved to paint and draw.But he had to keep it a secret. His family and classmates would make fun of him for this. Jess wanted to show them he could be strong. He knew he was good at running. If he could win races, no one would call him a girl anymore. He spent the whole summer practicing.
Hello, 大家欢迎回来。那么我们刚刚都在聊 Jess 这个很可怜的男孩。Clayton, does he like to do anything?
Well, he loves to paint and he loves to draw. Now, when you paint, that means you take a brush and you put it in some colored paint and then you can paint a picture.
Clayton 刚刚提到 brush 这个单字 brush 就是刷子或者是在彩绘的时候那个水彩笔有没有毛毛的那个那就是 brush。Now to paint 就是彩绘 and Jess also loves to draw 他喜欢画画所以他喜欢彩绘也喜欢画画 What about you, Clayton? Do you like to draw or paint?
I love drawing, especially when I was a kid but nowadays I don't do it very often、
嗯、我小时候也是很喜欢画画可是画得不好看了 I like drawing but I was bad at it
Oh,Well, Jess has to keep it a secret, his painting and drawing, but it's not because he's bad at it. So when you keep something a secret, that means you don't tell anyone about it.
That's right. 我们这里看到 keep something a secret. Keep something a secret, 就是把什么人事物保密起来。Jess 这里要对他喜欢画画这个动作保密，怕人家笑他是娘娘腔。Because, you know, you don't want girls to...laugh at you.
Right, so that's why you keep it a secret. Oh, actually, you know what? I thought of a secret, but I guess I shouldn't share it if it's a secret.
Clayton 想到一个秘密、it's okay, it's just you and I.
okay then. Well, I kind of feel like Jess because when I was little, I had three sisters. Well,、I still have three sisters.
Right.
And sometimes they would beat me up, they would kick me.Hey, don't laugh at me. I just told you my secret.
Sorry. Clayton 他有三个妹妹 and 他们竟然可以打他 just because they're bigger than you or something.
Yeah, yeah. My little sister is bigger than me.
Okay, so we were talking about to make fun of somebody.And I guess I shouldn't make fun of you.
No, because when you make fun of me, it hurts my feelings. That means You laugh at me or maybe call me names and it doesn't feel good, Jonathan.
Yes, 我了解。Make fun of somebody. Make fun of somebody 就是取笑某人。And okay, no more laughing.
Okay. Well, getting back to Jess's story, there's one thing that he thought he could do to make people stop making fun of him, and that's to win races. Now, a race is some kind of competition to see who can run the fastest.
所以这里呢 ,Jess 他觉得说有一件事情他可以做，只要成功了就没有人敢笑他，那就是赢得一些跑步的赛跑。这里我们看到 race。Now, race 是跟速度有关的竞赛都可以用 race. So we could say a car race or a horse race.
Sure, it's any kind of competition to see who's fastest. Now, if Jess can win the races, that means be the best one, then no one will call him a girl anymore. Is it because he really is a girl?
No, people laugh at him because he likes painting, and a lot of people thinkOnly girls paint.
Oh, it's not true at all. But they're just calling him a name, right?
所以 Jess 在这里他就真的认为说，只要我可以赢得一些竞赛 ，then I can show that I am strong， 表示我是很有能力、很强壮的，就不会有人取笑我。
So for example, my friend really enjoys horse races.
你的朋友很喜欢看赛马 ？Really?、Mm-hmm.You know, I hear that sometimes you can make a lot of money from horse races.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that in Taiwan, though.
You're right. There are no horse races in Taiwan, but Taiwan has pigeon races. 赛鸽, that's another kind of race.
Wow, I never knew that. Well, we're talking about running races, and what Jess did was he practiced all summer. He spent all summer practicing his racing because he wanted to get very good at it.
既然要赢得比赛就一定要练习。我们这里看到的是 spend time V-I-N-G. Spend time V-I-N-G 就花时间干嘛 ?Just spend the whole summer practicing, 花了一整个夏天时间来练习赛跑。
Right, and my roommate spends an hour every day feeding his turtles.
一小时喂乌龟。蛮久的 that's kind of long.
Yeah, I know. Okay, everybody stay with us, there's more.
Word Power!
Welcome to Word Power, everyone, and our first word of the day, fit in. Fit in.
Fit in 是个动词片语，有融入还有与相适应的意思。
Greg tried to fit in with the other students.
Greg 他尝试呢和其他的学生或是同学打成一片。
Care about, care about.
Care about 也是个动词片语，有关心、在乎的意思。
My mother really cares about me.
Of course, 我妈妈非常的在乎我。
Lonely, lonely.
Lonely 是个形容词，孤独的。
I felt lonely when my best friend moved to another country.
当我的死党搬到其他国家时，我就感到好孤单，好孤独哦。
Paint, paint.
Paint 是个动词，绘图的意思。
Mary loves to paint pictures.
Mary 非常的喜欢画图。
Race, race.
Race 是个名词，比赛。
Mark lost the running race.
Mark 这一场赛跑输了。
We can tell Mark better luck next time.
He should practice more, then he could probably win the next race.
Okay, everybody, stay with us. We have more.
Keep in mind.
So, Vinny, I'm planning on taking a vacation.
So excited. I have 2 weeks off.
Oh, if I had the time, I could take a vacation too.
Oh, but you don't have the time. That's too bad. Mm-hmm. However, what you don't know is that I'm going to Hawaii.
Hawaii, 夏威夷。 Oh, if I had the money, I could go to Hawaii too. But I don't have the money to take a vacation abroad.
Oh, that's too bad. What a pity.
Anyway, 这些都只是假设而已。我又不是 Bill, 没有钱也没有时间跑去夏威夷去度假。那在这边呢，我们就看到了，其实我们这一个课文当中呢，用到很多假设语气的句子。那假设语气的句子有什么特别的呢？你们注意到在句子里面用到的动词或者是助动词都是用过去式的呢？对了，这就是假设语气的句子哦。Understand?
If my Chinese were better, I could understand your explanation. All right, well, we got to race into another look at today's lesson.
好，我们就冲进去看一次。
Just be yourself.
Jess just wanted to fit in. However, at home, his father didn't care about him. His five sisters drove him crazy. The boys at school would call him names. The girls would try to beat him up. No one wanted to be his friend. Jess felt so lonely.He didn't know what to do with his life. Jess loved to paint and draw, but he had to keep it a secret. His family and classmates would make fun of him for this. Jess wanted to show them he could be strong. He knew he was good at running.If he could win races, no one would call him a girl anymore. He spent the whole summer practicing. Review time!
Well, it's review time, and today you've just got to fill in the blanks.
我们来做了填充题。Clayton 呢，等一下念一些句子。中间当然是有个一小段你必须要填进去的空格。
One, I feel so blank when I am by myself.
你也可以倒过来念哦。When I am by myself, 当我独处的时候 I feel so lonely, 感到好孤独哦。
Me too. Doesn't everybody?
Yes, everybody feels that way when they are alone.
Number two, can you blank...me a picture?
Can you, paint me a picture? 你可不可以帮我画一幅画? How about a picture of a beautiful snake?
That sounds great, but I'm not a professional artist. Number three, sometimes I feel like nobody blank me.
有时候我觉得怎么样怎么样? Nobody cares about me. 有时候我觉得根本没人在乎我。
That's okay, I care about you.
How about a hug?
No, not that much. Okay, number four. I hope I can blank with my new classmates.
我们这里呢用 fit in. Fit in 就是融入或是打成一片。所以我希望我可以和我的新同学们打成一片 and be all good friends.
I'm sure you will. Okay, everybody, that's it for review time. Stay with us.
Fun with phrases. Call somebody names. Call somebody names.
Why don't you walk faster, turtle legs?
It's not nice to call people names.
I don't want to be nice, turtle.
Please don't call me names.
But it's so fun, pighead.
Stop calling me names.
And what if I don't, pig?
I'll use magic on you. Now, do you still want to call people names?
Oink, oink.
Just for fun!
Now, our proverb today is very simple and very short,But it's also very useful. Angie, what's today's proverb?
Experience is the best teacher.
Oh, experience is the best teacher. Now, I guess experience is just what happens in your life or what you actually do, right?
Right, exactly. You can't learn experience through reading books or watching television necessarily, but you really have to put yourself out there and go for it.
Right, so you have to do something to learn how to do it. Let me think of an example for myself. Well, you know, learning Chinese isn't easy. And definitely, going to class really helped me learn Chinese. But, you know, sometimes I can learn Chinese in my everyday life. Like when the people around me are speaking, I can just listen. And then I will hear the same words over and over again. And then when I speak, I'm practicing. I'm really using the language. So that's my experience. And if I go to somewhere where people only speak Chinese, then I have to speak it. And that's even more experience. So I learn more.
Yes. Sometimes experience isn't easy, but you just have to do it to learn. For me, it was traveling to a new country. I would read about countries in books and hear about it from friends, but really, in the end, I had to put myself out there and go myself to find out, to experience the food, the cultures, the new people, and I had the best time. But sometimes it's scary or it's easy to not put yourself out there, to not do it or act on it, but it can be the best teacher.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing with experience is it can be hard. But the things that you really experience, that you really do yourself, I think those are the things that you remember best.
I agree. Those are ways to create memories and to be able to pass them on and then possibly get other people to experience new things.
Okay, everyone. So remember, experience is the best teacher.